Their friends at the farmhouse wondered if any had survived. So old Ben and a small boy went out into the storm to look for the quail. The old man went ahead with a long swinging stride, while the small boy trotted after him. These two had watched over the quail family from the very first. They had discovered the nest under the old log and had visited it several times while the eggs were hatching. They had fished the three water-soaked chicks out of the puddle after the rainstorm, which filled the little hollow where the brood was sleeping that night with their mother. They had also happened upon the remains of the old raccoon's supper, scattered about near that circle of footprints. The evil doings of Red Fox they had likewise discovered while repairing the brush fence. They had also seen the quail many times in neighboring grain fields and had heard their cheery more wet before each rainstorm, so it was no wonder that their hearts were heavy tonight. The old man sprang lightly over the barway into the pasture, while the boy crawled between the bars. They went on for 15 or 20 rods, and then crawled under a clump of small spruce trees and sat down where the leaves were still dry. Suddenly, from their very midst came a clear, shrill whistle.
"They're right here in the bush, Ben!"
exclaimed the boy in an eager whisper. The old man chuckled and laughed softly. "That was my call," he whispered. "I had my hand over my mouth so you could not tell where the sound came from."